Thank you for joining us on the Accomplish Radio Show. We're celebrating over 100 shows and over 26,000 listeners that have been searching for answers on how to accomplish more in their personal and professional life. Today's broadcast will replay all day at AccomplishMagazine.com, and it's also available in the iTunes community. When you visit our website, sign up for your free subscription of Accomplish Magazine and make sure to join our fan page on Facebook. Welcome to the Accomplish Radio Show. I'm your host, Darlene Willman, the publisher of Accomplish Magazine, interviewing another incredible guest today. Her name is Katrina Sawa, and she is an award-winning author, speaker, and international Jumpstart Your Biz coach who's helped hundreds of small business owners take dramatic steps in their businesses to get them to the next level and basically generating more revenue and also addressing their personal life, which is a nice added feature. She offers one-on-one coaching, group coaching, and do-it-yourself business-building products. She's been featured in a variety of talk shows and radio shows, including Oprah and Friends on XM Radio. So let me go ahead and give a warm welcome to our show today, Katrina Sawa.
Hi, Darlene. Thanks for having me.
Oh, I'm so glad you're here with us today. I have always enjoyed, you know, talking with you and learning all your great things that you're working on. And first of all, let me say congratulations on all the great accomplishments that you've had. I've watched you for many years, and you just keep soaring higher and higher. And, you know, so tell us a little bit about how you got started in when you first got started in your business.
Well, 47. No, I'm just kidding. It was about 9 years ago. I've worked in corporate before, and I was doing some sales and marketing. I've been a marketing director. I used to sell advertising in the local newspaper, my last job was actually for a retirement community, a lot of people can probably relate when they have a boss they just don't believe in. Or, you know, and that's what really was the straw that broke the camel's back for me, was having a boss that would say one thing and do the other. Mm-hmm. And I said, you know what, I am so out of here. And what I really loved to do was I loved helping people. When I was working at the newspaper selling advertising, I would find all these small businesses, whether they were brick and mortar or service-oriented businesses or even home-based business owners. They'd want to run an ad, and they'd want to pay me $200 to $400 or whatever for this ad that wasn't going to get them any business. They'd say, run this. And I'm like, no, I'm not running that ad because it's not going to bring you any business. It's horrible. You need to change the headline. You need to have a call to action. And they didn't really know what they were doing, not only with just advertising, but when I looked behind the curtains at their business, they didn't really have efficient websites. They weren't doing email marketing or direct mail or even getting out of their office and doing networking to meet people to grow their business. So that was when I found that I really wanted to help the small business owners to really maximize their not only their time but their expertise, but just transform their business so they didn't have to work so hard and put some what at the time I didn't know I was developing systems for people, but it turns out that that's really what I do for people is help them put systems in place for lead generation, for marketing, for follow-up, and now a lot of online marketing systems, a lot of website automation things that can help your business run smoother. And so it saves time. It allows you to reach more people faster, more of your prospects, and to funnel them into your marketing machine, so to speak, so that you aren't always having to talk to them one by one when they come in to your business. Mm. So there's lots of things that can happen. Yeah.
Wow. Now, that's fabulous. And, you know, I'm a huge fan of systems and automation. You know, it's like trying to figure out what's the easiest, fastest, most harmonious way to make things function and, you know, to move forward. And those people that, you know, not only set goals, but also a step-by-step action plan of how to implement the goal. And
right.
It sounds like that's what you've really, you know, developed along the way. You know, I know today we're going to be talking a lot about, you know, maximizing your follow-up for million-dollar results. So tell us what it is about your follow-up that we need to make sure that we do in order to get better results.
Well, as a when I first started, I was a marketing consultant, right? I was just local. I had a website, but I didn't really know how to go global with it at the time, way back then. And so I was a networking fanatic, just like I know you are too. And all I did was network and follow up. But there's a lot of people out there that go networking, but they don't do the follow-up. Mm-hmm. And it was something pretty unique to me. I mean, there was a lot of my peers, maybe one out of a maybe 5 out of 100 people were actually doing a, you know, relatively decent job at follow-up that were in the marketplace that I was. But I was the one that was, I mean, I've had clients tell me, it's like, okay, you've got to stop sending me stuff because I have a business card of yours in every room of my house, and I have cards from you, and I have this, and I have that. I mean, but that's what you want. You want to build the top of mind awareness for you and your products and services so that when somebody needs them, they immediately think of you first, right? So you do. You have to be, back then you had to be in their face, in their mailbox, and in their inbox, in their email. Now you have to be in their Facebook messaging. You have to be on LinkedIn with them. You need to be in some groups. You might need to be in a meetup. You might need to, you know, there's so many other, you might need to be in their YouTube box. I mean, doing video tips. There's so many things that you need to do these days in addition to what we did 9 years ago for your marketing and lead generation that there's just no way that any business owner can do it themselves anymore, really efficiently, that you should be doing everything you need to be doing. There's no way to do it all yourself. And especially if you want to reach a 6-plus-figure business, there's no way. You got to have systems. You might even have to delegate to certain people to get stuff done. And your follow-up is the first thing I tell people to delegate.
Absolutely. You know, here's the interesting thing that we share in common because, you know, I try to emphasize this important factor of following up after, you know. In fact, we had a recent guest on that wrote a book on, you know, fortune is in the follow-up. And, you know, the big thing is that you can't just hand out a business card once and say, hey, I'm open for business, come and get it, right?
Right.
It just doesn't happen that way.
No.
And it's not up to our prospects to, you know, be on top of the whole process of how to make sure they do business with you. And so do you have some examples of what you think is like the easiest and, you know, the quickest way to really build that follow-up system?
Yeah. Well, the key is to really develop templates, okay? So first of all, let me just comment on what you just said, is a lot of people do make marketing and follow-up marketing decisions based on what they like or don't like. So if you don't like to get a lot of email newsletters, then you may not send a lot. If you don't like to get direct mail, then you may not send any. If you don't like phone calls of people calling you, then you may not do any. So be careful making decisions based on what you like or don't like to happen to you. You still need to do these things in your business and in your marketing in order to get the business that you want. Okay,
excellent
so
point.
you need to take your own thoughts about marketing out of the picture when you're making decisions about what you're going to do in your business to attract your clients. Okay, because basically you're doing a disservice to your clients and your prospects by not offering your stuff and not giving them the chance to find out more about you or learn from your articles in your newsletter or buy your product or service by not offering it in an email or in a phone call or whatever. You know, you're doing them a disservice. If they're interested or they need that product or service, you're not giving them a way, an effective, efficient way to take advantage of that and serve their need. So, that's what I tell all my heart-centered entrepreneurs. Oh, I don't want to be salesy. I don't want to do too many, you know. So, yes, there's a lot of those out there. And that's good. I love working with heart-centered entrepreneurs. So when I talk about how to build the templates, I really think you want to divide your database, so to speak. First of all, your database is everybody that you know. It doesn't necessarily have to just be the clients that have paid you so far, and it doesn't necessarily have to be those people who have opted in, so to speak, to your email newsletter. If you have an opt-in box on your website, which is a place where people go to put their name and email and they're going to get on your newsletter, or they're going to get something for free, that's an opt-in box. Yes, you want that. And those people, you have approval then to email them regularly until they opt out. So that's a good thing. But you want to also think, when you think of your database, of everybody else you know. You go to networking events, you might be part of a chamber or some kind of organization. You know a lot of people in those organizations. You may not have their approval to email them on your newsletter, for example, which you definitely don't want to just add them, but you still can market to them in a either hey, can you send me a referral kind of a way, or hey, do you need my product or service kind of a way, or even hey, let's talk about how we can help each other grow our businesses. Okay, so there's many different marketing messages that you're going to want to send out to different groups of people. So it is good to segment your database, so to speak, on the types of people you're going to market to. So your database, yeah, the people that are already on your list, then they want to hear from you. The people that are already paying you, maybe it's the message to get a referral from them or have them do the next thing and upgrade to the next level of your product or service. There might be a group of referral sources. There might be a couple industries or types of business owners that are key to referring business to you because you have complementary services or products. And the same target market, then those people you want to market with a specific referral message, right? And back and forth, how can we refer business to each other? Whereas you might not necessarily say that to your direct client. So you have to think of your database and how you need to segment it so it can be more strategic in the marketing messages that you're sending. And then develop these regular messages that need to go out, have a calendar throughout the year, right? I'm going to send an email newsletter every other week. I'm going to have special sales or special promotions 4 times a year and plot them on the calendar, right? You need to really plot these things out and plan ahead. And I know it takes a little bit of work, but a couple hours of planning can save you weeks of heartache of not getting business because you're not getting your marketing done.
Good point. Yeah, you know, the thing that I'm thinking about here as you're talking about the whole follow-up process, you know, one of my pet peeves, and help me through this because maybe it's just me, like what you were earlier, you know, talking about, but when you meet somebody and, you know, they get your business card, and immediately, instead of sending me, you know, like an email that says it was nice to meet you, darling, I look forward to seeing you again, blah, 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 they automatically send me, you know, a sales presentation or all their marketing stuff. I mean, is there any right or wrong answer with that? Because I personally don't do that, and I just don't know if that's just me that's thinking that's kind of the wrong approach.
Yeah, no, I think it is the wrong approach in most cases. If somebody asked you for a quote or asked you to follow up with them about your service, then of course you want to talk to them right away about your service.
Mm-hmm.
But for the most people, when you meet them out networking or you even meet them online, you want to start with building relationships. And I know it's not the quickest way to a sale, but it's the most effective way to get to a sale because it's all about relationships. Your clients, your prospects, they're running at the speed of light these days. People are moving so fast, and they have so much technology and information around them that they probably don't even see your message half the time.
Mm.
And so when they get messages and things in their face, whether it's, you know, a post on Facebook or wherever in their inbox, and it's just, you know, here's my stuff, buy my stuff all the time, people want to decrease the amount of information that they're getting. So they're opting out of things faster than they used to. They used to give people a chance, but now they don't have a lot of patience. So unless you're trying to figure out a way on to helping them first or giving back to them or figuring out a way for what's in it for them first, you're probably going to get blocked or unsubscribed from or, you know, or talked about behind your back, which we don't want.
That's right. You know, and it really does give me that sort of bad taste in my mouth when somebody just forces the information, you know, onto me as if I've got all kinds of extra time to review everybody's, you know, business and review their whole website and find out what their sale is of the month and, You know, it is overwhelming.
Yeah.
And so when you put your follow-up plan together, I mean, what exactly should we be sending out there? I mean, what should we be mailing or saying?
Well, number one, you should be sending out more than you think you should, because probably what you're thinking is not enough regardless, and you're being too conservative. So, I mean, it used to be 7 touches that you used to have to, you know, make after a contact, and now it's like 28 touches.
Wow.
So just keep sending stuff, because seriously, they're not seeing half of it, okay? They're not seeing half of it.
Hmm.
But now you have social media. You can add them as a friend on Facebook and LinkedIn and Twitter. There's 3 touches right there, right? You can send them a direct message on all 3 of those places. That's 3 more touches. Okay, so you can write on their wall. That's another touch on, you know. So there's many ways, and those are very low salesy approach touches. They're very relationship-oriented touches when you want to be someone's friend on the social media site, right?
Mm-hmm.
So think about social media and follow-up as building relationships. And really just ask questions is the number one thing you want to do. First, you want to ask a lot of questions like, hey, what is it that you do? Who's your ideal client? What are the best ways to refer business to you? How can we help each other, right?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we have some synergies. Let's have a conversation and see if there's some way we can help each other.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you want to start with when you're following up with someone, because that's not offensive.
Mm-hmm.
And that is actually, that means you're interested in what I'm doing. If you're interested in what I'm doing and you're following up with me, I'm going to more than likely call you back. I'm going to call you back, or I'm going to email you back. I'm going to want to talk to you too, because you're actually interested in helping me, right?
Mm-hmm.
And ideally, if you're interested in helping me, obviously, hopefully, if I'm taking advantage of that, I'm interested in helping you back.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this is what we're trying to get the world to, is a give environment. I mean, if we're not giving and we're just taking, then I mean, that's not going to help the world, right? I mean, we all need to give, and have everything come around, and you will get what you need the more you give, as far as I'm concerned. So.
You know, I got a quick question for you that mm-hmm. may kind of fall into some of the things that you train people on or coach them with. You know, when you're out networking and, you know, people do reconnect, they follow up instead of perhaps just the email, you know, you get the phone call that says, I want to set up a time to meet you for coffee.
Mm-hmm.
You know, although I would
yeah.
love to be able to take time out and do that on a consistent basis, it's extremely
yeah.
difficult to go, you know, and do those things. It's just some of us don't have the luxury of the extra time like that.
Right.
And I know it's really important to do the face-to-face, you know, part of it. What do you say personally when somebody says, oh, Kat, I really enjoyed, you know, hearing your presentation. Can we get together and meet for lunch? I'll buy lunch for you.
Mm-hmm. Well, okay, there's 2 answers to this. First of all, if you're just starting your business and you're brand spanking new and you got nothing better to do, then I would probably meet and talk with everybody you possibly can, because you need to get exposure, you need to get connections. However, my general rule and what I teach clients to do is to try to be much more efficient with your time. And so I kind of have a little unwritten rule that if I've already seen you in person, I don't necessarily need to meet you in person to follow up with you and have a chat. Okay, so my rule is that we're going to talk on the phone,
mm-hmm.
and I'm going to give you 10 to 30 minutes of my time, and then we're going to discuss a little bit about what you do, a little bit about what I do, and we're going to see how we can help each other.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes I walk away with a whole joint venture idea where we're putting something together. Sometimes I walk away with I'm going to be a guest on their teleclass, or vice versa, or sometimes we walk away with thinking, well, let's just swap articles and write an article for each other's blog or newsletter.
Mm-hmm.
There's all kinds of opportunities to exchange support
mm-hmm.
and help each other, and various levels of support. But if I've met somebody in person, I don't need to see them in person again. I've already had that touchy-feely relationship vibe,
mm-hmm.
you know, and so I usually know if I'm interested. So I don't meet people for coffee or lunch unless the caveat would be if I have a great referral source or a potential, like right now I'm looking for some sponsors for my business and myself.
We're discussing having coffee with people and, you know, taking the extra step in the follow-up process. So, you know, I know a lot of people want to get together and meet in person, and I like what you're discussing as far as the concept of if you've already met in person, then why not just schedule the phone appointment, you know, versus, you know, getting together in person again. It's not really going to accomplish much more, you know, you already know each other face-to-face. But, you know, I want to ask you more about, you know, why did you go and develop an entire system and a product on this subject? I mean, I can see there's a lot more to do. So which follow-up tasks can we delegate more of so it frees us up to concentrate on more, making more contacts?
Well, you can delegate almost everything you do in your follow-up. And the reason I develop a system around it is because I was teaching it over and over and over and over and over and over and over again to all my clients. It's like, hello, it's like, why would you keep doing that? So, if there's something in your business that you're teaching over and over and over, you need to just package it, record it, write it down, and then you have a system, you have a product you can sell. Because if you're teaching it over and over, then there's many other people that would want that stuff, that information as well. So package it, sell it, and you'll have a different income stream. So that's that's another reason I teach. Another thing I teach is to develop those different income streams. But you can delegate almost everything in your follow-up. So if you go to a networking event and you gather 20 to 40 business cards, from that minute on, you should delegate pretty much everything. You don't have to right away if you don't have a lot of money, but the ideal situation would be to pass off those business cards to an assistant who's going to type them in to either an Excel spreadsheet or to your database, wherever your database is, like, and then get the email follow-up started, right, because you've gotten pre-written templates already written. So you want to, you know, and you know who you're going to send what to. So those are already pre-written in the ideal world. And then so your assistant types them in and sends out the emails and schedules the ones for future. And then they're also going to send out the direct mail pieces that you've already decided what's going to be sent. Okay, we send a series of 3 postcards. You can send a note with a handwritten note. You can send a letter. You can send a flyer. You can send a big package in the mail. Whatever it is you want to send, you can have a schedule of what's going to be sent and when. Somebody else can do it, right?
Mm-hmm.
The only thing, now you can delegate your phone calls too if you want to delegate the follow-up phone calls, but that's the one thing that I try to do myself. So before I pass off the business cards, I actually make copies of all of them, and then I keep the copy sheet. So there's like, you know, 8 to 10 on a sheet of paper, and I just write little notes, so I have a little call sheet going. Now I can wait until my assistant enters them into an Excel spreadsheet. She can send me the Excel spreadsheet back, and I can have notes in the computer if I want to do it that way with the people and call them. But you need to call too. I mean, I've made sales for, you know, significant amounts of money for people who've gotten into my products or services from a follow-up phone call. So you and so have my clients. They're like amazed sometimes. It's like, oh my God, I can't believe I was so putting off making those phone calls, and the first one I did bought my system, you know. Mm-hmm. So it can happen like that. You have to do these things. Mm-hmm. So the less you can do, you know, it'll get done. If you're paying someone to do your follow-up, you know it's going to get done because they're being paid to do it, right? You're not being paid to do it.
That's right, absolutely. You know, I want to change directions here just for a minute because, you know, anyone who's ever achieved any level of success and made these great accomplishments, you know, they've come into some, you know, some challenges in their business along the way. And, you know, looking back, was there any, you know, single thing that perhaps, you know, made an impact in your business? And, you know, how did you handle those types of situations?
Well, the thing that made the biggest impact in my business is being mentored and being in mastermind groups and hiring coaches. Mm. I mean, there's no way I could have gotten to where I am now with multiple six-figure revenues without the coaches and mentors and workshops and masterminds I've been a part of. There's no way. Mm. You don't know what you don't know. And you need to ask for help when you don't know something. I mean, most of us get into business because we love providing the product or service. and we know everything about our product or service or our craft or our skill, but you don't. That doesn't mean you know how to run a business and make money at a business. And so you need to learn the skills about how to be an entrepreneur, how to run a business. And it's just not, I mean, it can totally be learned, but you need to go and seek that information. It's not just going to come to you, right?
Mm-hmm.
If you're a CPA and you know bookkeeping or numbers, you don't necessarily know how to market if you, you know, to get customers. If you're a massage therapist, you know how to give an awesome massage, right? And
mm-hmm.
with aromatherapy and everything and make somebody really relaxed and feel better. But does that mean you know how to get more clients or build a website or, you know, do invoicing or billing or get referral sources to send you business? No, you need to learn those things. So regardless of what kind of business you're in, you need to seek out education to help you run a smoother, more profitable business for yourself.
Hmm. Well, that's perfect. And, you know, it's just a matter of investing in, you know, your intellectual property. You know, it's more
right.
than just, you know, obtaining the skill set to do the actual business that you set out to do, because as we all know, running a business requires a lot of different pieces of the puzzle. And I understand you've got a new book coming out. So you want to tell us a little bit about that?
I do. My book, it's been in the works for about 3 years. I had this idea 3 years ago, and I went through this training with a mentor, right? All about, I'm all about the doing. Let's get stuff done. What other things do I need to market in my business? How do I need to get more clients and make more money, right? And then I got this coach who said, it doesn't matter about that. You need to work on yourself. And I'm like, what? I just need to know how to, you know, I was like so... I was like so in denial that I needed to work on myself. I thought I was good, right? I'm good, no problem. I'm just working on, just tell me what else to do to make more money. And it turns out that I, you know, we all kind of need a little bit of internal work now and again. And that was probably one of the most significant years of my life because I really dove into myself and how to be different and how to be the person I wanted to be, how to be the multiple six-figure earner or the you know, I wasn't even making six figures at that time when I did this work. And it was so powerful. And I was single at the time, too. And so I was, you know, wanting a relationship and I wanted more money and I wanted love. And this whole year, I mean, it was a crazy year. But that's when I come up with the concept of love and money. And in your business, you can't just focus on the doing part of it and ignore your personal stuff. You have to focus on the being as well. So that's where the love came in, love for self, love with your significant other, love in your relationships, and love in your environment. Make sure there's no toxic people around you, and love for what you're doing. And so that's where the concept was born. And it wasn't until just this last Easter that I was in a bookstore. I was trying to figure out what this title was going to be on my book, and because I had a working title, but it just wasn't working for me. And so as many authors, I told this story last night, in fact, I'm like, because this girl couldn't write her book. And I said, well, it wasn't until I got the exact title that I wrote the book in 4 days.
Wow.
And so when I was in the bookstore, I finally figured out, oh, my book title, it was Love Yourself Successful. And it's had a... oh my God, I'm like, what's the subtitle? I'm at the point. I'm like, I always forgot. It's not in print yet. A Woman's Step-by-Step Guide to Finally Taking Charge of Your Life and Designing the Business of Your Dreams. So that's what I did that year, is I loved myself successful. That's the year I hit six figures. That's the year I met the man of my dreams, who's unfortunately not with me still, but my whole way of being is still with me about it. And so, you know, this last Easter, I wrote the book in 4 days. It took me 3 months to figure out the cover design, mind you. Okay. and now it's in editing and all that, and I'm getting endorsements from people like Les Brown and Laurel Langmire and fun stuff. But it's fun.
That's fabulous.
Now I'm going to booking speaking gigs around it, right?
We'll have to have you back on our show again when it's out and it's published.
Yeah.
Of course, I'm so excited. I always see... you know, anyone who's published a book is just an incredible accomplishment, and I'm so excited for you. I can't believe you wrote it in 4 days.
I know. It just, 2 weekends in a row, seriously, it just started, I mean, I had the outline written, I tweaked it a little bit, and it just came out of me. And it was hard, too, because it was, I'm in California, Northern California, it was bright, shiny, sunny, 80 degrees out, 2 weekends in a row, and I'm like, I'm salivating at the mouth, looking out the window, going, I want to go outside, and no, I stuck to my guns, I got it done, and it's, but there is a website ready already, we're doing an interest list and pre-sales, so it's loveyourselfsuccessful.com, and I'll be adding audios and videos and all kinds of stuff to that, so.
Wow. Katrina, we're almost at the end of our interview today, and, you know, I've been really excited to hear all the great things that you've been sharing. Why don't you tell our audience the best place to reach you?
Yeah, the website, the main website for the business is jumpstartyourmarketing.com, jumpstartyourmarketing.com. If you want free information, you know, always people like to try me out for free, listen to my audios, and get some free information first. If you do, if you go to my gift page, if you go to jumpstartyourmarketing.com/gifts, G-I-F-T-S, you'll get 3 free gifts. You can even talk to me in a complimentary strategy session if you're ready to really find out, you know, where you can take your business or what kind of business you can even start. I encourage you to do the strategy session with me sooner than later. Don't wait. And if you're more interested in the follow-up, I know we talked a lot about the follow-up systems that I teach. There is a product on my website for follow-up. There's a couple different template products. There's one on social media. Just go to the product page on the Jumpstart Your Marketing site, and you'll see all, them all there. And they all have great bonuses and good deals and payment plans. And, you know, it's for the do-it-yourselfer. But, yeah.
That's fabulous. And I understand you're also one of the speakers for the upcoming 2011 U.S. Small Business Conference.
I am.
And, you
I'm
know,
excited.
The whole topic is all on productivity to profit, so you absolutely have, you know, things to share at the conference about that.
I know.
I can't wait to see you again. It's been a while.
I think I'm going to talk about more automating and delegating and systematizing in your business as a whole, but definitely follow-up's a huge part of that. So there's lots of things you can do. I've had clients that have saved 8 hours a week because of all the systems we've developed for her.
Wow.
Okay. Imagine having 8 more hours in the week for you to go make more sales, right?
Yeah, that'd be great.
Exactly.
Well, before we end our show today, is there anything else that you might want to share with our audience?
Take action. Don't just sit here and listen to a radio show or listen to free teleclasses and go, oh, that was great information. I should do that. Do it. Do it, learn it, implement it, hire someone, put in a system, do something. Otherwise, you're going to be stagnant, you know. You got to keep going. You got to keep investing. You got to keep taking action in your business, or your competition is just going to fly right by you.
That's a good point. Again, thank you so much, Katrina, for being here and being our guest on the today's Accomplish Radio show. And I know that the people that work with you have always learned how to accelerate their business growth and get more money. That's so important. So you've been listening to Katrina Sawa, the Jumpstart Your Biz Coach. Make sure you visit her website. And again, it's jumpstartyourmarketing.com. Is that correct?
Uh-huh.
Perfect. Well, again, Katrina, thank you so much for being our guest, and I look forward to seeing you at the conference in November. You've been listening to the Accomplish Radio Show, the official station for the U.S. Small Business Conference and Expo, taking place in San Francisco, California, on 11-11-11. Tickets are now on sale at ussmallbusinessconference.com, and there's vendor and sponsor opportunities also available. So that's ussmallbusinessconference.com. For updates and special offers, make sure to join their Facebook fan page at facebook.com/USSmallBiz. If you would like to be a guest on the Accomplish Radio Show, please visit our website at AccomplishMagazine.com and submit a radio show request, and we'd be happy to review it and get back to you. If you enjoyed today's broadcast, please mark our show as one of your favorites. Simply visit AccomplishRadio.com and click on the follow button. You'll receive reminders of all of our upcoming shows. We want to thank you, our audience, and our special guest for spending time with us today and for sharing Accomplish Magazine and Radio Show with your friends. Again, please visit our website at AccomplishMagazine.com and share your success stories with us. I'm your host, Darlene Willman, publisher of Accomplish Magazine, wishing you a lifetime of accomplishments.